الله الرحمن الرحيم. We have completed the 14th para today, alhamdulillah. One of the ayats, the first page of this para is Inna nahnu anzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah Ta'ala is telling us of the Quran, we are so fortunate that we've got the Quran with us. But we look at it that it has all the answers. The hadith has got all the answers to our problems, our daily problems, whatever, got solutions to everything. If a person doesn't understand but just reading the Quran, what benefit it is, what reward it is, then he'll make his habit of reading Quran every day without fail. It's got even shifa also, cure of sicknesses. It's got everything in it, but you find people reading other kitabs, maybe not be authentic at all. But the most authentic kitab, the hadith, the Quran Sharif, which we do not read at all. Just imagine if you read Surah Yasin once a day, you get 10 Quran thawab. 10 Quran thawab if a person reads Surah Yasin one time. If you read the Quran for 3 times, it's full on that, it's one Quran. That doesn't mean now you must read the Quran. This is just to show you what the Quran got the effect of. The effect of the Quran is so great that if a person has faith on it, and whatever he reads from there, he blows upon himself, it gives him shifa. Unfortunately, we don't have that in us at all. And Allah has taken full responsibility. Nations before him gave them the scripts and all that, that's all. He did not take the responsibility looking after it. But when it comes to the Quran, it's a complete Islam, it's a complete deen. He wanted to make sure that he looks at the Quran. People tried everything, our nation, our enemies tried all kinds of things to take the Quran away from us. They can take the Quran, they can burn the Quran, but they cannot take the Quran away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it like that. A small child who knows nothing about Quran Sharif, don't know how to read properly, who do not understand too. But Allah decides who he keeps the Quran to preserve it. So if Allah forbid tomorrow if the people today get together and burn the Quran Sharif, it makes no effect. In 1 second we can open the Quran. That's how Allah Ta'ala has taken response of the Quran Sharif. But sad to say that we are taking the Quran just to read, not to follow it. If you only follow the Quran, you find what benefit you derive from it. The Quran is something that Allah gave us. And he says that it is like that, you know, as far as possible. If a person keeps up with the Quran all the time, and I always say anyone, everyone, that if a person is Quran, he's only talking about Allah Ta'ala. And that person who reads and listens to the Quran, he listens to the voice of the voice of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to very really show a lot of respect to Quran. Then also Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, remember Allah Ta'ala says in the after in this ayat is that life and death is in my hands. Life and death is in my hands, Allah's hands. In other words, trying to tell us that you will live in this world for that time that you know that you will leave this world. But the way we are carrying on in this world at the moment, that the way we carry on, like there's no more life after death. Whatever we do, we just do. The way our life is, that there's no life after death. We believe in all those things, but we don't act on those things. Just imagine we believe life after death, but if you look at it, man prepares so much for this world. He's fighting day and night with it. To that extent, that even he goes to that extent, that if he has to fight for something too. He just fights, although it doesn't belong to him too. Thinking that this is my life, that it is only dunya and nothing. So very important to remember this month, that life after death, that Allah Ta'ala is saying, you should remind us that you must remember you must die. So do live in this world to that period of time that you live. And prepare for that world where you can live for that time. So we are preparing for this world all the time, and that life of that world, we forgot about that world, which is the main world. It must not be that we leave this world in this condition, that we are so much drowned in this world that we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah must protect us from that. Because they say the greatest thing in this world is iman. If you got iman, you got everything. And the most important thing, when you leave this world, you must die with iman. And no one knows that you can die with iman. The more the love of the world in your heart will be, the more it is difficult to get to leave this world. That's why everything that you do in Majumba, prepare for that world. Do not prepare for this world. Stay in this world, eat the best, do the rest, everything. But it must be for the hereafter. No one say but leave this world. You must stay in this world, but your heart must be Allah Ta'ala. Your heart must be hereafter. That's it. Then also Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Then ni'mat Allah Ta'ala said, that will I have also read tonight, that if you want to count the bounties of Allah, it's impossible. They say you can count the raindrops, but you cannot count the bounties of Allah. Allah's bounties are so much upon us, and you look at it, that outwardly there's so much of bounty. The sun is there too, is a bounty for us. If there's no sun today in the Quran, if there's no sun, we cannot live in this world too. Sun is there too, that is the bounty for us too. The moon is there, that's a bounty for us too. Every food that Allah has given us, every creation in this world got one, they only have got one meal, that's the meal. If you have a fish, they have that one meal. Animals have one meal. Mankind, Allah Ta'ala, made everything for him. The animals he created for him too. Everything he created for him too. To that extent, you look at the ocean and all that, the ships that go, that is for Allah Ta'ala made it all for transport from one place to another place. Everything Allah Ta'ala created for us, the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna dunya khuliqat lakum wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. The dunya is created for you, but you have been created for the akhirah. You must think this month that Allah Ta'ala created us for Him, not for us. The whole world is to serve us. The whole world, everything is to serve us. But we have to serve who? Allah Ta'ala. That's the very important thing. Whatever you do, you must serve Allah Ta'ala. You read namaz, you serve Allah Ta'ala. Everything you serve Allah Ta'ala. Then you must know this month, then we come close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Ramadan Sharif, about 15 days went now, Allah Ta'ala must accept our ibadat. And we must do this month, that after Ramadan, we will become the same closeness that we had in Ramadan. And after Ramadan, we have the same closeness to Akhir Da'wah. Alhamdulillah. Imam. اللهم إنا لذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك النار ربنا لا تدعنا مضما إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة إلا قضيته يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم حاسبنا حسابا كثيرا اللهم نسألك الضعف والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك النار وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد ورحمة الله